Well, Miguel, how are you?
It's so nice to talk to you, Mr. Ron. I know you're in Santa Barbara. I hope you're having very good weather there.
Just beautiful. You can't imagine how beautiful it is.
Lindísimo. Usted no se imagina cuán lindo que estamos.
Recibí su carta de fecha 4 de abril.
I received your letter dated the 4th of April.
Y la estoy considerando con una gran atención e interés.
And I am studying it with the greatest consideration and interest.
Well, Miguel, that's what I was calling you about. I didn't want to bother you over the Easter weekend, and I hope yours was a very happy Easter. But you've played such a key role in the Contadora process, and we think that what we're proposing here is designed to support the Contadora effort.
Agradezco mucho, Ron, esta atención que nos tiene usted a los presidentes de Contadora. Y acabo de tener una conversación muy interesante y, en mi opinión, muy fructífera con el embajador Slaudelman, en donde tuvimos la oportunidad de hacer consideraciones sobre su propuesta sobre la situación que prevalece en Centroamérica. Yo le indiqué al embajador Slaudelman que veo en su propuesta una oportunidad de reforzar los trabajos para lograr la paz en Centroamérica, fundamentalmente en cuanto que contribuye a una situación de hostilidades. En cuanto a que alienta los procesos de diálogo y de negociación. En ese sentido, vamos a construir a instantes.
¿Podría hablar un poco más fuerte, señor presidente? Me cuesta muchísimo escuchar.
Sí, cómo no.
Gracias.
Le decía, señor presidente Ron, que he dado instrucciones a mis representantes en el grupo de Contadora que se reúne en Caracas a partir del día de hoy, a que impulsen la formación de un clima de negociación y de diálogo. Creo que lo que debemos de obtener a la brevedad posible es el cese de hostilidades. Y esa es una idea que subraya en su propuesta, que me parece muy constructiva. Creo que con la cesación de hostilidades podemos tener un mejor clima para el diálogo político. La cesación de hostilidades debemos de propiciarla en todos los frentes y en las diversas direcciones. Y también debemos de obtener, en mi opinión, el compromiso de todos los países del área de no propiciar en los países vecinos movimientos subversivos o desestabilizadores. Creo que también debemos insistir en que los países centroamericanos interrumpan su proceso de armamentismo y tomen un compromiso serio y verificable. También creo que debemos de impulsar a que los países centroamericanos puedan llegar a un acuerdo de retiro programado conforme a calendario de asesores militares. Creo, Ron, que estos son los objetivos inmediatos. Le decía yo al embajador Slaudelman que la negociación completa del acta de Contadora me parece difícil en estos momentos y que lo aconsejable, en mi opinión, es proceder paso por paso, pero para ello la cesación de hostilidades es un elemento muy importante.
Tarusco. Thank you very much for your considerations on the Contadora thing, on the Contadora Act. I want you to know that I did have this very interesting and fruitful conversation just now with Ambassador Schlottermann. This gave us an opportunity to consider the general situation in Central America. And I said to Ambassador Schlottermann that I saw in your proposal an opportunity to strengthen our work toward peace in Central America, basically by starting with a cessation of hostilities which will encourage a climate for dialogue. I have given instructions to my representatives to the Contadora group meeting, which is meeting in Caracas in Venezuela, to stimulate or to work to encourage this atmosphere for negotiation and dialogue. I said the instructions I gave were in the sense that what we need to achieve as soon as possible is a cessation of hostilities. And in this sense, your proposal comes as a very constructive element. I believe that with a cessation of hostilities, there will be promoted a better climate for a political dialogue. Therefore, I think we should encourage this cessation of hostilities or violence on all fronts and in all different directions at this point in time. I think that we should get a commitment from all countries in the area not to sponsor subversive or destabilizing movements in their neighboring countries. I also think that we should insist that the Central Americans adopt a verifiable commitment to putting an end to the arms buildup in Central America. And also, we should work toward a programmed withdrawal according to a specific calendar of the military advisors present in the region. I think that these are the immediate aims toward which we must be working. I said to Ambassador Schlottermann, and I say to you now, that I think that it would be difficult to negotiate or conclude a complete Contadora Act at this moment. I think it is preferable, therefore, to proceed step by step, beginning with this ceasefire or cessation of hostilities.
Well, I think that we're in agreement on all of this. I had the opportunity to talk to Cruz and Calero and Robillo here a few days ago. They are all in support of this plan, and it does begin with the thing that the Democratic opposition had agreed to or had asked for March 1st, which is a ceasefire, a cessation of hostilities, and then to attempt a national reconciliation, which I think is the most desirable way to resolve this. And it, of course, then fits right in with the program of Contadora. And we, in the meantime, are asking our Congress, as Ambassador Schlottermann probably told you, that the aid that we're asking, the $14 million for the Contras, would be limited only to food and medicine and that sort of thing, no weapons. And we would hold for a period of 60 days to see if we could begin making, if the negotiations could be begin in good faith and begin to work.
Entiendo muy bien, Ron, cuál es la posición de ustedes. El embajador Schlottermann me indicó que el gobierno norteamericano pues tiene una obligación política con los contras que se interesa en un diálogo.
Nuevamente no oigo bien, señor presidente, lamento muchísimo.
Sí. Le decía Ron que el embajador Schlottermann me comentó el compromiso político que tiene Estados Unidos con el grupo de los Contras y que desea proceso de diálogo entre el gobierno nicaragüense y el grupo de oposición de los llamados contras. Creo que Ron, como le indiqué al embajador Laudelman, que el grupo Contadora, dada su naturaleza de grupo de intermediación de buena fe para obtener negociaciones en Centroamérica, no puede intervenir en cuestiones de política interna de cada uno de los países, porque estaríamos contradiciendo el principio de no intervención que ha sido una de las bases principales del grupo de Contadora. Pero yo creo en lo personal que a través del proceso de formulación de un proyecto constitucional en Nicaragua pueden encontrarse caminos para que se escuche y se negocie con los diversos grupos políticos internos de Nicaragua bases que permitan la reconciliación interna dentro de un proceso constitucional. En ese sentido, aunque estos temas no sean de la jurisdicción natural de Contadora, sí pueden los dichos temas ser objeto de conversación en los contactos que tengamos los países de Contadora con el gobierno de Nicaragua. El presidente Betancourt tiene un pensamiento parecido al nuestro, y él está desempeñando un papel muy útil y muy importante que nosotros desde luego apoyamos. Todo esto me parece que es una reacción positiva de nuestra parte al objetivo fundamental de usted de obtener el cese de hostilidades y proporcionar un clima que permita la negociación de la paz en el área centroamericana.
Ron, I understand your position very, very well. Harry Schladman was commenting to me and explaining to me the political commitment or obligation that the American government has vis-a-vis the so-called Contras, and the fact that the United States wants to stimulate or encourage dialogue between the Nicaraguan government and the opposition or so-called Contras. As I said to Harry Schladman, I believe that given the very nature of the Contadora group as a group playing a good faith middleman role, I believe that the Contadora group as such cannot interfere in the internal affairs of each of the individual countries. This would be a contradiction of the principle of non-intervention, which is one of the basic pillars of the Contadora group. But I do believe that through a constitutional process in Nicaragua, it should be possible to find ways to negotiate and promote reconciliation with the different groups within Nicaragua in order to allow internal reconciliation to take place within the framework of this very constitutional process. So though it is not really within the jurisdiction of the Contadora group as such, I think that the subject can well be discussed in the contacts that the Contadora group members have with Nicaragua. President Betancourt of Colombia agrees with this position. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, please.
Signal, can I have the ranch, please?
Thank you.
I wonder if they stay on.
Ranch, White House.
Yeah, as I said, we're in the Situation Room. We've been cut off of that call. Did you lose it all together?
We lost it all together.
You did.
I'm going to reinitiate right now, then.
Okay, you're replacing it right now?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to call us back on 2292, or you want me to stay on here?
We'll call you back on 2292.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Right.
Thank you.
Cortó la comunicación. I've got President de la Madrid on the line again.
Okay, just a moment for President Reagan.
Okay, thank you. I'm on the line again, Mr. President.
All right.
And, Mr. President, I was just finishing the interpretation when the only part I did not say was that President Betancourt is playing a very useful role and one which we support, and that we have a very positive position in regard to your aim, your objective of bringing about a ceasefire, which we consider promotes the proper climate toward bringing peace to Central America. And that was when we got cut off.
Well, Miguel, let me just say then, that's the whole purpose of the call. I understand Contadora's position, but I believe that if all of you endorse this proposal, this will put pressure on the Nicaraguan government, which so far has said no, to join in these talks. And that was the main reason, and I know that President Betancourt, he was here, and he seemed very enthusiastic about the whole idea. So if whatever you can do publicly to let Nicaraguan, the Sandinista government, know that we all support this idea, then maybe they'll join in.
No oigo otra vez.
Vamos a actuar para obtener las finalidades que mencionaba yo hace un momento. Esto es cesación de hostilidades, compromiso de los distintos países de no desestabilizar a los vecinos, el compromiso de interrumpir el proceso de incremento de armas, y el compromiso de negociar un retiro calendarizado de asesores militares, todo ello naturalmente con mecanismos eficaces de verificación de cumplimiento de compromisos.
Ron, we are going to work to achieve the objectives to which I made reference before. One, a ceasefire. Two, a commitment on the part of the Central American countries not to act in ways to destabilize their neighbors. Three, a commitment on their part to put an end to the arms buildup in their countries. And lastly, a commitment to a programmed withdrawal of foreign military advisors. All of this, of course, with verifiable, verifiable mechanisms to see to it that the commitments are actually being carried out.
Well, that's just fine. Well, I'm glad to hear that and look forward to continuing to work with you on this problem. And again, let me say I hope you had a happy Easter, and I'll allow you to get about your business now, and thanks very much.
Ron, si usted tiene unos minutos, me gustaría hacerle algunos comentarios sobre otros asuntos.
If you would give me just a minute of your time, I would like to make a couple of comments to you on other subjects.
All right.
Primero, decirle que hemos tenido resultados positivos en días recientes en nuestra lucha contra el narcotráfico, que es nuestro enemigo común.
First of all, to tell you that in recent days we have had some positive results in our fight against drug trafficking, which, as you know, is our common enemy.
También decirle que estamos trabajando en una colaboración satisfactoria con la policía de narcotráfico de Estados Unidos.
Also to tell you that we have been working in a situation of satisfactory cooperation with the Drug Enforcement Administration of the United States.
En días pasados logramos la captura del delincuente al cual se atribuye la planeación del homicidio del agente Camarena.
In very recent days, we have apprehended the criminal alleged to have planned the Camarena murder.
Actualmente está sujeto a investigaciones e interrogatorios y esperamos obtener informaciones muy valiosas para los gobiernos de México y de Estados Unidos.
He is now being interrogated. The investigation is going on and it is our hope that we will obtain very valuable information both for Mexico and for the United States.
Y reiterarle, Ron, que mi gobierno está firmemente comprometido a dar el combate más enérgico al narcotráfico.
And I would like just to repeat to you, Ron, that my government is firmly committed to fighting drug trafficking with every bit of energy.
También le quiero comentar, Ron, que en las semanas recientes, varios de los funcionarios del más alto nivel del gobierno mexicano visitaron Washington y tuvieron conversaciones muy positivas con funcionarios del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
I also wanted to comment to you that over the last few weeks, a number of high Mexican officials have visited Washington and have held extremely positive talks with high officials of the U.S. government.
Me propongo, Ron, que nuestros dos gobiernos tengan la más amplia comunicación para ir superando los distintos problemas que tiene la relación tan amplia y tan compleja de nuestros dos pueblos.
It is my purpose that there exist the widest possible communication between our governments in order to overcome whatever difficult problems may arise in the very broad and complex relationship which exists between our two countries.
Son todos mis comentarios por ahora, Ron. Estaremos en contacto tanto para los problemas de carácter bilateral como para el problema de Centroamérica.
This is all I had for now, Ron, and I wanted to say that we will be in constant touch with you, both for anything having to do with bilateral matters as well as for the whole issue of Central America.
Yo también deseo para usted y su familia muy felices Pascuas.
I also would like to wish you and your family a very happy Easter season.
Thank you very much, amigo. And I never for a second doubted your determination with regard to these drug problems, and I'm delighted with the good news that you've given me, and between us, we'll get this situation cleaned up. Muchas gracias.
Hasta luego, Ron. Mucho gusto saludarlo.
See you soon. It was a pleasure to hear your voice, Ron.
Vaya con Dios.
Andy Tech Control, right. Andy Tech Control, are you still sending a loop back to us from WTE?
I still am.
Yeah, we're not getting anything back in here now.
Huh. kind of figure if my card configuration is wrong. Because every time I seem to put up this loop, you guys don't get it back. Let's see. Let me try another one. Tell him to check the loop now.
Okay, yeah, well, it's coming in now.
You see it now.
Okay, it's a 5x loop at that point.
That's 5x? Well, let's just go right on down the line then.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Now, this is from just from our Andrews Tech Control right back to us, right?
Right. Hey, but wait, that doesn't cover all the equipment I have here.
Okay, keep shooting it.
And you say you don't see a loop right now?
No, we do not.
Hey, White House?
Standing by.
Can you just see if you have a loop up there right now?
Yes, I do have a loop up there.
From me?
No, I have a loop going to you.
Oh, check and see if you see a loopback condition from me. All I can figure is that my card configuration is wrong.
Stand by. No.
You do not see a loop?
I do not see a loop.
Okay. Airways.
Go ahead.
Check, see if you see a loop right now.
Okay, we got a loop back coming in now.
That is from my final point.
Yeah, this is Airways. Where's that loop extended? We're starting it here. Where's it going through now?
That loop goes all the way through my equipment, right to the line, leading to the White House.
Into the White House and back from the White House to us?
Right. Wait, this is a loop before it gets out of here, though.
Okay, well, we've proven that okay already.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can take that one down, but what we need to do is get the line between our Andrews Tech Control and the White House Tech Control working.
No. We've proven that we're good all the way up to my house. Now we're seeing if we're good through my house.
Okay, who's this, 13 Alpha?
No, this is Tech Control.
Okay.
Just tell them to try to run on this patch. It is from a different place. More equipment is being used in this patch.
Okay, this is Andrews, and I'm terribly confused about what's going on down here. But keep working it. Tell me why. Keep me posted on what you're doing.
Hey, Vip.
Yes?
What I'm doing right now is that that first loop you just looked at a minute ago, that was directly as soon as it gets to me from you.
Okay.
After that, it goes through two pieces of equipment, two high level and a low-level converter.
Okay.
And then on the receive, it goes to a high level and low level converter.
Okay.
So now we're checking the converters and everything in house.
Okay, good. Okay, real fine.
Let me know how that loop looks.
Okay. 13 Alpha, this is Andy Airways.
Go ahead, Andrews Airways.
Okay, do you have another modem that you put on that Matrix 66 patch?
Yeah, I do. Is there a problem with this one?
Yeah, it seems to be. When it's getting to the aircraft, everything's working out coming here, but it seems real high on a frequency.
Are you talking dB level?
It just sounds high on a frequency and it's not printing out.
It sounds high?
Yes, the audio tones sound very high. You know, they don't have the good the mellow tone that we normally get whenever they're printable.
I have another modem I can put online, but they were working solid on this modem.
Yeah, I understand. Would you try the other one, please?
Certainly. Stand by.